The sound of victory as US-backed forces celebrate the liberation of the Syrian city of Raqqa from the Islamic State, or IS. But news that hundreds of fighters were allowed to escape just before the city's fall provoked fury in Ankara. Addressing Parliament, Prime Minister Binali Yildirim claims Turkey may pay the price for that.
Serbest bırakılan bu DAEŞ mensupları, başta Türkiye...
Members of DAEŞ who left there, who were freed with their weapons, will be responsible for the murder of who knows how many innocent people, primarily in Turkey, but also in Europe, America, and around the world.
Turkish security forces have launched a major crackdown on IS militants. Over the past few weeks, hundreds have been arrested in raids across the country, many of them foreign nationals. And there's concern that more will enter the country from Syria. In the Syrian city of Idlib, on Turkey's border, over 10,000 jihadists, many linked to al-Qaeda, are believed to be holed up. Haldan Solmaz Turk is the head of the Ankara-based research group 21st Century Turkey Institute and a former general in counterinsurgency. He says Turkey is facing imminent danger.
Potentially jihadist threats. It's huge. It's extremely grave. It's extremely important. Because the way they look at the world is different. Jihad, the sacred war, is something endless for them. It will never end until the whole world, not only Turkey, not only Syria, but the whole world comes under the control or rule of an Islamic caliphate. So it doesn't make any difference for them to fight within Syria, in Idlib, or in Turkey. As long as they find the ground and the space and the opportunity to fight.
Crazy people came and shooting everything. I don't know. I saw one.
Last year's New Year's Eve revelers at the Reina nightclub in Istanbul were massacred in an attack blamed on Islamic State. 49 people were killed. Over 300 people have been killed in attacks by jihadists in the last couple of years. More than 100 died when a peace rally in Ankara was targeted, the country's worst terror attack. But international relations expert Soli Özel of Istanbul's Kadir Has University says security forces have been slow to react to the threat of militants arriving from Syria.
900 of them came to Turkey. Nobody has asked them any questions. They were not incarcerated. They were not taken into detention. They were not interrogated. And then two of them with Austrian passports were almost going to blow a major shopping mall to pieces. And thankfully, the Turkish security forces and the intelligence worked very well there. We will have a major problem with those returning IS militants.
Ankara could be reaping a bitter harvest from previous policies. The Turkish government was repeatedly accused by many of its Western allies of turning a blind eye to jihadist groups during the early years of the Syrian civil war. Ankara strongly backed rebels fighting the Damascus regime, and critics claim the government paid little attention to the affiliation of the fighters transiting through Turkey. Analyst Haldan Solmaz Turk again.
In a sense, Turkey shackled itself by supporting these jihadist elements in Syria. So in a sense, this is a trap Turkey put itself in. They have a network, they have an underground organization within Turkey for years. And it's very difficult, if not impossible, to eliminate them altogether in the short to midterm. It's a major security threat. They can do anything.
Raids across the country continue in a race against time to thwart the next expected attack. But security forces are well aware that for every militant arrested, there are more arriving from Syria. European governments are also closely watching, as many jihadists are from Europe. Turkey plays a key role as gatekeeper to jihadists trying to return to Europe. And that role gives Ankara a valuable bargaining chip in terms of its dealings with European leaders. Doreen Jones, DW, Istanbul.